straight across the path of Moses. Did you ever see your nephew live again?
Papamoe followed, and he spoke in a loud voice.
No, sir. Chatham asked Papamoe if he could identify the two men. This was the moment. A black man was actually being asked to stand in a Mississippi courtroom and accuse a white man of kidnapping a black boy. Yes, sir, Papamoe said. He could identify them all right. Chatham asked him to rise. Papamoe did right away. He stood up straight, erect. He did not waver. He did not shake. It was very dramatic, and everything was suspended in the heat of that moment. The very moment Papamoe had been waiting for. Chatham asked Papamoe to identify the men who came to his house that Saturday morning without hesitating, as if he'd seen himself doing this in a thousand moments before this one. Papamoe raised his arm at the black press table off to the left behind the rail and near the window, Eastern Whiters. Ernest Whiters, the photographer shooting for the defender, was also waiting for that moment. Ernest Whiters knew what the moment meant and what it would mean. It was a defiant moment that had to be preserved, even if the judge had restricted picture taking. Sir Ernest Whiters pointed his camera very carefully, aimed it between the people in the front of him, straight through the opening right at Papamoe's. That's where everybody else's attention was drawn to. Nobody was watching the black press table at the moment.
When you go to do your project, if you can find that picture of Papamoe's pointing out the accused, that would be awesome as one of the pictures to come up at your court in your project. Okay, go ahead.
That everybody else paid attention was drawn to. Nobody, it seemed, was watching the black press table at the moment. At least you might hope that would be the case. So with hope, with patience, and with a steady hand, Ernest Whiters waited for the moment. As Papamoe pointed, he felt the rush of anger in that room. The heat of the moment, as he would put it later, he could feel the blood of those white people boiling. But there was scarcely a peep from the crowd. In fact, it was so quiet that the courtroom could hear the gentle whirring sound of the ceiling fans.
Instead of
hot hair.